We're speaking with Franz Fischler here, and we're still in Austria, I guess. We haven't gone to Slovenia yet, but we did a tour and talked quite a bit about bioenergy in Austria. And where would you say that Austria is at in terms of bioenergy, just in general, compared to Europe and the rest of the world?
Well, I think it is necessary here to differentiate between the type of energy. Yeah, so Austria, I would say, is very well developed as far as heating with wood or wood residues, sawdust, and all these kind of things is concerned. We are also, compared with other countries, the highest percentage of heating systems with wood pellets. And this is mainly because we have also a lot of forest land. And this is what we have in common also with Slovenia. Yeah, more than 40% of the total area is forest land. In the biofuel sector, here we have since last year a new plant for the production of bioethanol. Mm-hmm. And with this plant, we can produce 10% of bioethanol compared with the with the petrol consumption. Yeah, mm-hmm. But we produce only little biodiesel, mm-hmm. and it seems to me that biodiesel is the most difficult concept as far as sustainability is concerned, because we can only produce plant oil on the basis of rapeseed mainly, partly also sunflower seed, but this is first not very competitive. It takes a lot of fertilizers, especially nitrogen fertilizers, and this creates then also environmental problems, right. Problems partly also with the groundwater tables and so on and so forth. So I have major doubts in general whether it is a good idea to go so much for biodiesel. Yeah, the open question is then what's going to happen with what is called the second generation of biofuels. Yeah, that's for the moment very open. The European Union thinks that we would be able within the European Union in 2020 the production share of biofuels about one third of the production should come from the second generation. Mm-hmm. But whether this is going to happen or not, it's nobody can answer this question.
What do you hear in Europe, in Austria, about the whole food versus fuel controversy?
Well, there's a lot of discussion going on, especially a discussion about the food prices. Mm-hmm. But I must say, the way how this discussion is launched by especially consumer groups is to some degree unfair, because they don't differentiate between food price and agricultural prices, and the agricultural part is usually only a small component in the final food product. And secondly, they mix up a lot of things. They, for example, mix up what is the influence in the price peak, which we have seen in the recent months, of biofuels, and what is going to happen if all the countries in the world would fulfill their own plannings or their own goals. Yeah, mm-hmm. For example, you in the US, you have the aim that in 2020 or so, 25, right? But then you would like to have a share of 30%. Yeah, mm-hmm. So this is clearly enormous. Huh? Mm-hmm. And And we have the 10% aim, and there are many other countries planning such things, especially also the South Americans or the Japanese. And if you put all these objectives together and calculate a model, then you have a significant impact of this of these biofuels, yeah, and especially a big impact in the prices for plant oils.
Right.
Yeah.
So the second generation would probably be very key.
The second generation for a long term strategy, the second generation is really key. Without the second generation, the whole idea of biofuels will only be a kind of transition measure.
But without the first generation, we can't get to the second.
You're absolutely right. This is why we must start now.
Right. Okay, thank you very much.